Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Look, we've all been there. You're traveling for work, the playoff game is on, but you're blocked from watching. NordVPN is your ultimate defense against online threats and regional blackouts. NordVPN lets you switch your virtual location, so you never miss a moment of action. And with speeds faster than a breakaway run, there's zero buffering, zero lag. But here's the game changer. NordVPN's protection is everywhere you are, using airport Wi-Fi, hotel network. Doesn't matter, they got you covered. Their threat protection feature blocks malware and phishing attempts like a pro defensive back. And talk about value, one account covers up to 10 devices. That's your phone, your laptop, your tablet, your smart TV, and on, the whole starting lineup. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/Zabecast. That's nordvpn.com/Zabecast. It will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. No risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? NordVPN, the ultimate defense against online threats and regional sports blackouts. You know that sinking feeling when your team blows a lead in the final minutes? That's exactly how it feels when your website crashes during your biggest promotion. Or, for me, when I'm trying to post content after a big game. Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about WordPress security or slow loading times? That's where Kinsta comes in. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, Kinsta makes managing your website easy and efficient, so you can spend your time on what matters most. Kinsta gives you complete peace of mind by ensuring that your WordPress sites are always online, secure, and performing at their best. Their lightning-fast load times can boost your site speed by up to 200%, and their human-only support team responds in minutes, not hours. Plus, if you're switching from another host, Kinsta offers unlimited free expert migrations. They'll handle everything without any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. This is the ZabeCast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Tuesday, March 18, 2025. Thank you for downloading. We've got Chris Nockey, the former and original Coach K, now the color analyst for Maryland basketball on radio, joining us in mere minutes. He, of course, is still with the DC Coaches Basketball Podcast. So he had some interesting things to say about the tournament, NIL, and more. We'll hear from him in just a second. For those asking, yes, the Gargantu bracket is back, and it's better than ever. I posted it to my X account or Twitter account. It should be pinned to the top of my feed. Big shout out to Brad Turner of the Tread Companies in Richmond, Virginia. And the guy has done it yet again. He is the master at this. There are other imitators. There are others trying to catch up to the Gargantu bracket, but there is none better than what Brad Turner puts together for me because he is such a good, loyal friend and listener, and he has a grind to him. He's like, all right, I got a lot of deals I got to do this week, but you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do it. Bear down and do it. My man. Thank you, Brad, for that Gargantuan Bracket 2025 up and posted at my X account, at Zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Before we get to Naki, and before I end the show today on what is the most beautiful and haunting song about a degenerate gambler I have ever heard, let's start under the This Can Never Happen file. And yet it has. Headline, South Alabama basketball season over after NIT invitation rescinded. Wait, what? Why did they rescind their invite? Was it because South Alabama did something wrong? They were found to have been in violation of certain laws, bylaws, academic requirements, paying players. Wait, what? You can do all that now? What could have gotten their invite rescinded? Did they talk shit about the NIT? Did they insult somebody at the tournament? Did they punch in a fit? What? Why? Because the NIT fucked up and they oversold the flight. What? You've got to be kidding me. But no, it gets even worse. Here's how it went down. South Alabama coach Richie Riley said that the conference commissioner of the Sun Belt, Keith Gill, and the NCAA senior VP of basketball operations, Dan Gavitt. Remember, the NCAA owns and runs the NIT now. It's not a separate entity. Called Coach Riley and said, good news. We've got an invite for you and your team to play in the NIT. He's like, great. This was because UC Riverside had committed to both the College Basketball Invitational, one click below the NIT, as well as an NIT invitation that apparently they were unaware of. So Riverside was in two tournaments briefly. When Riverside found out, oh shit, we've got an invite to both the CBI and the NIT, well shit, we'll take the better one, we'll take the NIT. They call the NCAA saying, thanks, we'll take it. The NCAA said, we kind of told South Alabama they were in. Well, I don't know what to say, but you know, you're going to have to call them and let them know, sorry, we're taking that spot. The coach said when he asked the NCAA, so you sure? He said, I talked for a few minutes and I said, this is 100%. We're in, right? And they said, yeah, congratulations. I'm glad we're able to get you in. I tell him, well, I'm going to go tell my guys, NCAA, yeah, go ahead. So I tell the team that I get the call back saying, whoops, never mind. And it's not like they got in the CBI. There's no spot at that table either. Absolutely, positively, 1,000%, what the hell are you doing? Unacceptable. And of course, Dan Gavitt, NCAA Senior Vice President of Basketball Chair, NIT Board of Managers, big title, clearly doesn't know how invites work, put out a statement on a black background on social media. Hey, listen, I'm not reading all that shit. You fucked up and probably should be fired, but you're a Gavitt. And so I'm sure you're the son of the late, great Dave Gavitt. So good luck on that. But that is wholly unacceptable. In non-sports news, Amazon Prime, Prime Now, Prime Light, Prime Heavy, Prime All the Time, Prime Now. A delivery driver has gone viral for Amazon because the house on her route has become notorious for ordering the heaviest items that Amazon ships. I would guess packages of soda, pet food, laundry detergent, who knows what else. She is seen dumping the boxes off via the Ring doorbell cam, dumping them off her hand truck with zero concern for damaging the contents. And then finally, in a fit of exasperation, turns to the camera to deliver this direct screed. Take a listen.
I've been waiting on this day to tell you how much I hate this fucking house. the waters, all the shit that you order, all of the shit. I hate it. I hate this house. I hate that you order shit. You are the fucking laziest fucking house in this whole goddamn neighborhood. You're inconsiderate. You're full of shit. I fucking hate everything about y'all. I hate it.
Okay, that's enough, ma'am. We're done now.
All you have to do is fucking order the store from Walmart Pickup or Central Pickup or whatever and go put the shit in your own truck and go do it your fucking self. You are the laziest sons of bitches ever. And then people bring this shit. We break our backs, we break our necks, we break our nails, we break everything to bring you this shit. And you're ungrateful as fuck. I hope you know that.
I mean, it's a massive pile. Just dumps it and then does the peace sign. Okay, look. Is she right? Most people are saying no. They should fire her ass. On the one hand, she took the job. On the other hand, that seems kind of nuts. What if this house is ordering supplies en masse for a side hustle business? Would that be right? I mean, there ought to be a weight surcharge at a certain point. Amazon should be able to track, look, per month you've gone over 500 pounds, so yeah, you'll have to wait until next month. If you want to occasionally order a case of liquid death, fine. But it shouldn't be every day or a lot. Of course, I don't know how many of these actual deliveries this woman had to deliver. I will note, Shiree, she's wearing a New York Yankees ball cap. I knew you'd enjoy that. But here's the thing. Amazon doesn't give a fuck about their delivery men and women. And they somehow make it work that they move heavy packages without any kind of surcharge, at least none that I'm aware of. Now, I'd need to know more. But I would lean towards the woman if only she had two different things happened, such as one, you know, be a professional. You can't just dump the boxes, no matter how much you want to. And a more polite rant into the camera would have been better to say, listen, I am pleading with you. I have an assigned Amazon route. Your house is on my route. I want to do my job. I want to deliver your packages, but you're ordering so many heavy things. It is really causing me a lot of pain and damage. Is there any way we can lighten the load? If she had just done that, it would have been better. She accused him of being lazy. I don't know. I tend to kind of maybe sort of, if she was a bit more professional, lean her direction. Because I've heard stories about the insanely tight schedules Amazon delivery drivers have to meet where they barely have time to take a piss. So I'm a bit sympathetic for what they do. And I even feel kind of guilty thinking, oh boy, I'm ordering another thing off of Amazon and some poor person is coming to drop off a USB dongle in a envelope pack at crazy times of the day and night, like 9 o'clock at night sometimes, onto my doorstep. I'm like, I wanted the dongle. I didn't need it that quick, though, for God's sakes. College football. Bill Belichick don't give a fuck. That's for sure. Less than a few days after the memo came out about his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, needing to be CC'd on all emails about the North Carolina football social media accounts, he shamelessly posed for the gram with his girl on the beach, on his back, like a blubbering, beached humpback whale, holding the lithe and light Ms. Hudson up in a flying pose on her stomach with his feet. This then generated a pretty funny exchange on ESPN with Stephen A. Smith, Shannon Sharp, and others.
Before you go, can I just say something? That's like airplane. That's like a game you do with a little kid where they balance on your legs.
Why? Yes, that's even creepier. That's something you do with your kids because Belichick is 78 and she, or 73, and she is 24.
That takes a lot of strength to lay on your back with your legs up.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Molly, 73!
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with Molly? He's 73!
He on them Shannon Sharp products. The Sparks. I'm just saying. Hey.
That's like a lot of
product placement from Shannon.
Athletic ability.
Like,
73 years of age.
You, how many of 73-year-olds got that lady? They got that lady up like that.
It's a big deal, mom. Hey, it's a big deal.
Hey, Stephen A., if you see me, hey, at 73, you see me with my legs up like that, call the paramedic. I'm not in good shape. I'm not in good shape, Stephen A. You see me at 73 with my legs like that, it won't be long now.
Shannon Sharpe is a absolute ninja-level shit talker. I'll give him that. Lastly, before we take a quick break, and then we'll get to Naki and College Hoops, while I enjoyed St. Patrick's Day here in Wisconsin, I hit up a couple of dive bars in Lake Country area, Olay's and Whiskey Waters off of Okachi Lake. A bunch of good old Wisconsinites taking their chance to get a drink on in the middle of the day on a Monday because of old St. Patty, wearing all their giant green hats and their green jackets and the stuff on their face. I mean, the beads, they really get into it. Well, just remember, even though I enjoyed going out and have a pop or two responsibly, for Italians, hell is an Irish bar. Or at least it was for the Sopranos when Christopher nearly died and got a glimpse of the hellish afterlife that he was certain awaited him.
Christopher. Hey. I'm sorry, T.
For what?
I know you're mad at me.
What are you talking about? I'm not mad at you. Nobody's mad at you.
I'm going to hell, T.
You're not going anywhere but home.
I crossed over to the other side.
You what?
I saw the tunnel and a white light. I saw my father in hell.
Get the fuck out of here.
And the bouncer said that I'd be there too when my time comes.
What bouncer?
The Emerald Piper. That's our hell. It's an Irish bar where it's St. Patrick's Day every day forever.
Oh my God. Coming up, the ex-coach Naki talking college basketball. You are listening to the Zabecast.
The drive to basketball championships, the grind of raising the cup in hockey. From the court to the ice, today's elite athletes know success depends on having the right team behind them. Same goes for protecting your family's financial future. SelectQuote's licensed agents are your all-star team for finding customized, affordable life insurance that scores big on coverage and savings. SelectQuote has nearly 40 years of experience helping 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage. Other brokers offer one-size-fits-all policies that might cost more and cover less. SelectQuote's agents work for you to tailor the right policy in just 15 minutes. Worried about health conditions? SelectQuote partners with carriers covering high blood pressure, diabetes, and even heart disease. No major health issues, get same-day coverage with no medical exam. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. SelectQuote.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. SelectQuote, they shop. You save. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen on other sites, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Want to know how fast Indeed really is? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. Did you know we spend a third of our lives in bed? A third. So why would anyone settle for anything less than the best when it comes to your mattress? That's why I'm excited to tell you about the Avocado Green mattress. When it comes to mattresses, Avocado is the MVP. Top rated by Consumer Reports 8 years running. That's longer than some NFL careers. They use certified organic materials like latex, wool, and cotton. No nasty chemicals, just pure comfort that keeps you at the perfect temperature all night long. Here's the game-changing play. Right now, you can save up to 10% on these incredible mattresses at avocadomattress.com. Plus, they give you up to a full year to try it out, and they even have easy financing options with Affirm. That's how confident they are that you will love it. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
ZABE. Almost like catching Pavarotti warming up in the shower singing, or Michael Jordan in a shoot-around at a Bulls game, I have caught Chris Nockey warming up for the DC Coaches Basketball Podcast. That thing is still going on?
It's year eight, and I'm still pitching nine innings of games.
Dude, I fucking love it. In a world in which a lot of these great idea podcasts end up petering out, you guys are still going. I fucking love it. Tell people where they can find it.
Yeah, on any podcast directory, we've been going at this a long time. We bitch and moan at each other like a bunch of old men, and which we are,
right?
By the way.
No country for old men. This is the country for old men. It's you, Gary Williams.
Yeah, Jimmy Patsos, who was the head coach at Loyola, longtime Gary Williams assistant coach, Jimmy Patsos. Eddie Tapscott, who's a in management with the Minnesota Timberwolves, so we got the pro game covered, and my friend Gordon Austin, who used to coach with me at American University and knows it all cold, so we have a lot of fun.
I fucking love it. I'm going to definitely download and listen to you guys, because if ever there's a chance to pick a perfect bracket, former coaches like you guys would have this thing wired, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, just follow us. Take it to Vegas. Yeah.
Oh, my God. By the way, so American is in, although they're at the card table game. I'm assuming you don't mind being at the card table at Thanksgiving. You're in, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm of two minds about that. You know, for guys, I know a lot of coaches who've been in those games in Dayton. And they always say, if you don't win in Dayton, it never feels like you were in that tournament.
So it doesn't feel good. Do you get a do you get a shirt, though, that says, we were in the tournament?
Yeah, and then you have to tell everybody, you're an asterisk, you know. 20 years from now, you'll be telling people, yeah, I swear to God I was in that tournament.
You know? Oh, shit. All right. Well, look, not only is American in your former team that you coached back in the day, but also the University of Maryland, who has a really good shot at making a run. What a season you guys have had. Now the only problem is you got to pay Kevin Willard a whole lot of money, but good for him. He deserves it.
Well, that's the price of success, right? I mean, you know, it's supposed to be this way. You don't want to be in a situation where you're worried about, God, coach is going in. He's got 2 years left on his contract. He had a shitty season this year. Do we extend him? Do we leave him out there, basically cut his nuts off, you know, so that he can't recruit or can't bring guys in? So this is actually a far, far better problem to have.
How would you describe Maryland's model in terms of the kind of team they're going to build? There's a big story about how Shaka Smart here at Marquette was like not playing the portal game for the most part. Also telling agents, I won't even talk to you because I want our kids to get all the money, not 80% of the money. What's Maryland's scheme?
Yeah, they go the exact opposite way. And I'm certainly aware of what Shaka is doing. We played them early in the season, had this conversation with a couple guys on his staff. That's just his way of doing it. You know, Tom Izzo doesn't play a whole lot of the – he's got a couple guys out of the portal, but they're more like pieces to the puzzle. He's not out there, you know, spending $2 million on guys. So I think there are ways to – there are multiple ways to skin this cat. I don't think you have to be out there, you know, writing enormous checks across the board. But, you know, name of the game is bringing in talent. And honestly, you don't have a chance at winning – and get into a Final Four unless you have some NBA level guys, or at least a NBA level guy on your team. It's hard to do otherwise.
I'd ask you if it's sustainable, but I think it's too soon. We don't know. We won't know unless it does sustain. It's kind of like Clemson in football. Dabo's trying it. Let's see how long it lasts.
I tell you what, Dave, whether you like it or not, and we can bitch and moan about NIL and the portal and all that. It's almost like the toothpaste is out of the tube. You gotta fucking deal with it.
I guess what I'm saying is this aggressive nature sustainable by Shaka? You sound like you're saying eventually.
Oh, by Shaka, you're talking about specifically about that.
I'm talking about not doing the portal or not talking to agents. Is that sustainable? And I think the answer is it's a bit too early. My guess is it would not be.
Well, I consider it a noble gesture. And I will tell you this, that I will tell you this.
You're sitting there going, good luck.
Tell me exactly. Every coach in America would like to go through his day without ever speaking to an agent.
Oh yeah.
I just don't think that's a tenable thing. I don't think that's good luck. I hope it works for him because he's a hell of a coach. And you know, he's adamant about doing it that way. Again, very noble gesture. I don't see it.
Now, for the record, from Jeff Goodman on Twitter, 3 of the top 5 teams in NIL. Didn't do very well this year. In fact, didn't make the tournament. K-State, no tournament. Indiana, Arkansas, barely made the tournament. Does that small list, small sample mean anything?
No, because I think that the ones that did make the tournament far outnumber. I just think you just have to be judicious. You can also throw Miami in there. They spent big in NIL.
and then their coach quit.
They had a terrible year. Well, they had the wrong guys, and they, you know, they spent it poorly. You cannot just go. You have to have a real plan. One of the things about what Maryland did, Zabe, is, you know, they went out and identified exactly the type of player they wanted. They did a deep dive into the metrics of these guys, and then they got lucky as hell. Also, they didn't just bring in the three right guys out of the portal or 4 right guys out of the portal, but they also, you know, brought in a top 10 freshman. So, you know, you can mix and match these things. Now the top 10 freshmen's getting paid and paid in a big way.
Yeah.
So you just, you have to have a plan, and you can't just be out there, you know, like Scott Lynn standing on a corner throwing out hundreds, you know?
Hey, it's a plan that's worked for him. Let's not knock it. Okay. Speaking of metrics. So the North Carolina inclusion was pretty egregious by pretty much everybody's account. The only guy who didn't want to talk about it was Billis because he's like, we spend too much time talking about the 35th best at-large team. And I'm like, bitch, this mattered to West Virginia. West Virginia got screwed because North Carolina got the hook me up.
I don't know how that happened. I don't know. I mean,
how on earth measure, did it happen? So like,
we have spent the last 6 weeks talking about quad one versus quad two versus quad three versus quad four. I mean, that has been, you know,
measuring stick of who's going to be in. Are you aware of this thing called the bracket matrix?
Yes, I am.
So for those that don't know, that someone decided to reach out to every nerd that does brackets. Everyone out there, everyone from the big guy Lenardi on down to guys you've never heard of, there's 111 of them. 111 of the 111 nerds had North Carolina out. They had West Virginia in. 111 of 111 had West Virginia in. They did not make it. Only 27 of the 111 had North Carolina in, and they end up getting in. So by the numbers, it just says that what the committee did was way out of step with what they claim is their own standard.
Yeah, it's incredible. I was at the game at Capital One Arena yesterday, the Atlantic 10 finals, VCU and George Mason. And of course, you know, it was covered by all sorts of media folks there because it's a championship game. And there had to be 10 guys there on press row with their own brackets. You know, they're all, you know, it's a cottage industry. And while I'm no big Joe Lenardi fan, I will give him props for starting up a huge industry.
There's more people jumping in nowadays. It's like, how many do we need? We don't need 111.
Well, I mean, they were wrong, and
they didn't get it right because they obviously couldn't go, hey, wait a minute, fellas. Carolina's AD is the chairman of the committee. I think they're getting in.
Seriously,
it's like, well, I wasn't in the room. It doesn't matter that you were in the room.
Yeah, and the whole, you know, individual bracketologist thing, it's a lot like being a weatherman. You know, you throw shit out there, and it doesn't really matter if you bat 50% or 40%, because tomorrow people are going to be talking about something else. You know?
Oh, my God. All right, I want to run through what I identified as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different sort of things that people grab onto when it comes to picking a team, whether to win a game or to go all the way. And they all have different weights in your minds, and you can kind of tell me which ones matter the most to you. Here's the 10 things. Do they have number one, do they have a lottery pick on their team? Number two, do they have a coach who has NCAA pelts on the wall, meaning they've won some pretty big games along the way in their career? Three, does a school have pedigree? Four, does a school get calls? Five, does the team play defense? Six, does the team have size up front, big guys? Seven, does the team shoot threes a lot or well? Eight, is the team efficient according to the numbers? Nine is does the team have a good point guard? And then number 10 is, was the team given an easy draw? Which of those 10 things stick out to you as the most important?
Well, there's some real subjectivity to this, right?
Sure.
But for instance, number one, right out of the chute, lottery pick. So I think you have to have NBA talent. As to whether or not the guy is the, you know, eighth pick of the draft or the 18th pick of the draft, which is technically outside the lottery.
Right.
Yeah, you still have to have a guy or guys like that. I honestly believe that.
All right, with that said, how did Rutgers not have a season with two guys who are probably first rounders?
Well, they're not just first rounders; they're top five picks,
okay.
and we saw them. It's incredible. But you have to fill out the lineup. Some of it's a little bit more art than science. You know, you have to have the right guys. But the other three guys they lost a lot of good support players, Zabe, and the other guys that they got were plumbers. You know, they just were not good enough. They're not Big Ten players.
I was going to say, were they YMCA guys? Were they next on the whiteboard? Hey, Joe and Jerry, you're up.
Yeah, you know, you're hoping that you're bringing in Woody Harrelson, you know, off the bench from White Man Can't Jump, and instead you got Woody Woodpecker, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's just the guys weren't good enough.
Dylan Harper, for those who don't know, Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey are the two guys for Rutgers who are going to be top five in the NBA draft, and they went like 500 this year, Rutgers. So
those two guys had stretches of unbelievable basketball, but it just didn't translate at all.
So the lottery picks matter. Let's say, how about a coach that's got pelts?
I don't, you know, that's a part of it. It certainly helps you. A guy like Izzo, of course, you know, who
right.
kind of specializes in March, you know, will certainly help you. And that's, to me, goes along the lines with do they get calls? Because I think some of the name brand coaches
get calls.
Do get a little preferential treatment. Yeah.
And yet, surprisingly enough, Izzo did not get two calls. That could have been calls, but they turned out to be clean blocks. Well, a block and a strip by Wisconsin in the final seconds of their semifinal loss.
That happened right in my lap. I'm seriously, when that strip, and I can tell you what, Zabe, I saw it. I saw the replay. It could not have been more clean than it was.
Great. And I know your stance towards most officials on most days. That was a great fucking no call right there.
Yeah, it was. And I kind of found myself pulling for Michigan State. I had no real dog in the fight, but that kid, you know, Tanjay from Wisconsin played his ass off, man, during the weekend. So, yeah. And I think those two things go hand in hand. I think also you mentioned the threes. I think efficiency, defensive and offensive efficiency is really what you're trying to bottle. The whole three thing percentage, you said whether you shoot a lot or you shoot them well. I think it's important to shoot them well. I mean,
anybody can shoot a lot.
Yeah.
You better be shooting them well, right?
Yeah, and you got to make them right when at the right time. You know, it's one thing to shoot 36% during the season, but then you get in a Sweet 16 game and it's tied up under the four-minute mark, then – That's when you know if you got the huevos, you know, to get the job done.
I should have done it this way, Naki. I should have said, is this thing underrated, overrated, or rated? That's what I should have done. So defense, underrated, overrated, or rated?
Always underrated.
Okay.
Always underrated. Yeah.
Size in the front court?
Rated.
Okay. 3-point shooting, let's call it efficiency.
That I think everybody knows how important that is. I'll go rated.
Okay. Good point guard.
Underrated.
Always.
Absolutely underrated. It's a guards college basketball for all the good size at a place like Michigan or here with the Terps. You know, I mean, it's great. It's great to see that. But point guards, man, are absolutely critical to winning games.
What's the saying? You want a point guard that would give up his girl or his gold before he gave up his dribble. Preferably from Brooklyn, the home of the best point guards ever.
There are some good ones out there, man. There are some really good point guards out there on the landscape. And you know what? These tournaments like this are sort of, you know, they're dotted with names and guys who take over things like this and for 2 or 3 weeks play their asses off and they become household names. And then you may or may not ever hear from them again. You know, we think about, you know, guys, Mateen Cleaves, Cassius Winston, guys like that,
All right. What about if given an easy draw? Is that underrated, overrated, or just?
I just think that there's so much subjectivity to that. You know, like I was on a Maryland message board last night, and really, literally, in consecutive posts, one guy says, "We got completely hosed. This is the worst effing draw I've ever seen." The next post was like, "I don't know if you've watched these teams play. This is the best possible spot for a 4 seed." You know, so again, it's there's some subjectivity, and you know, a lot of guys watch too much hoops. If you've been watching a lot of Grand Canyon during the course of the year,
you need you got problems.
Your girlfriend left you a long time ago.
By the way, you were on a message board?
Yeah,
anonymously?
Yeah. I mean, I go on there just to kind of hear what the Yahoos are talking about.
Do you throw elbows from an anonymous account?
No, I don't do that. I have no interest in doing that. Yeah.
Don't lie. You have interest in doing it. You can just say, "I don't do it." Out of respect for my position as the color analyst on Maryland broadcasts.
It's like arguing with people. You know, when I was coaching, it's amazing the amount of people that will give you shit from behind the bench or when you're walking on or off the court. You can't get involved. You know, you wear it like a badge. You know, the guy's jealous. He doesn't have my job.
Right. So. All right. So let's talk expansion. Many moons ago, when Gary would come on with us, me, you, and Andy on the sports reporters, and talking about expansion. At the time, he wanted 128 for the tournament. Where are you on this, given that this thing is on the verge of getting expanded as soon as next year?
I would be, you know, I think I would be okay with it going to like 96, whatever that
96. Next, so how would next, you, how would you play that out? I want to hear your schedule.
You know what, Dave, I have not.
Well, wait, don't I say not, I don't have the schedule. Are you
I
gonna, don't,
well, you know what? If you should have told me that I had homework for this, I think it means an extra weekend is what it means.
Right. So would you, fair enough. So would you put that weekend on the front end or the back end? That's, I think, very important. You know, these things land on the sports calendar, Naki, and they
I
live
have that
there.
Okay. I have that answer. You keep the Final Four abutting the Masters. Always keep the Final Four right there. Okay.
Well, and then you have to put it on the front, although the Masters floats a little.
A little bit. But so I would allow teams to start playing around Halloween and just put those games on the front end.
Okay. So front end it. Would that jeopardize the conference tournaments, or are they too valuable money-wise?
They're cash cow. They're ATMs. Yeah. I mean, I was in Indianapolis this weekend, and the other thing is, in this day and age, Tuesday, I was thinking, like, when Wisconsin won their first round game and Michigan State won their first round game, and, you know, you think about what that means to the economy. These schools travel so well. The Badgers are absurd in terms of the fan base that'll travel down to a place like Indianapolis or Chicago. And that money is just enormous, not just for the conference, but what it generates to the town is it's monopoly money.
All right. Exit question. Would you rather organize and host a referee picnic with Roger Ayers giving a guest lecture on block charge calls, or be on a nonstop flight to New Zealand with nothing to watch on the in-flight entertainment other than loops of every video review of an out-of-bounds call this season?
Oh, my God. I will jump out of that plane, parachute or not. So that's one of the things in the off season that absolutely has to be addressed. These interminable delays are insane. You've got a 30-second clock out there. Start the clock when they start looking at it, and then move on, man.
The toughest thing is that, you know, there was three straight of those calls in the Big Ten final, and they were all correct calls on the court. And what's so frustrating is that you and I at home and everyone in the building sees it on the first loop and they're like, okay, it's the right call, but they want to see seven more loops.
And then they said that two officials look at it and then they wait. Then they bring in the third official.
Oh, God.
Who wasn't looking at it. I mean, it's like, it's insane. And I swear to God, I used to think this when Ted Valentine was doing all the games, you know, that this had provided sort of a look at me moment for the officials, but it's gone. It's the theater of the absurd is what it is. I hate that part of the game. And you combine that, Zabe, with how long the CBS time, the TV timeouts are in the postseason. These games are pushing 2.5 hours, and that's not the beauty of the college basketball game. Is it's a two hour window usually.
All right, DC Coaches Basketball Podcast. Go check it out wherever you get your podcasts. What a great crew there! And just remember, the answer is always. I wasn't in the room when that was being talked about. I wasn't in the room. That gets you out of all kinds of trouble.
Plausible deniability.
Plausible deniability. All right, Naki. Good to talk to you.
Bye, my brother. You too, man.
We'll end on this. The internet is a wide and deep ocean that has talent lurking deep in the shadows. But every now and then, when it surfaces, sometimes I just say, wow, you've got to be kidding me. I introduce you to one Ella Grace Maddox, who has written a little ditty about a hopelessly addicted sports gambling boyfriend. And let me tell you, when you look up Ella Grace Maddox and listen to her and watch her sing this song with her hypnotic aquamarine deep blue eyes, her dark brown hair, innocent smile, a nose that's got just a bit of character, and when you hear her voice, my God, if your knees don't buckle, then you don't have blood pumping through your veins as a man. Here she is singing just a little ditty in some empty hallway for nice natural reverb that had me saying, damn, that's a good song. How about that?
If you guys have a boyfriend who bets online, then this song is for you. I'm looking at the menu lines. You're working on a new parlay. Can't even look me in the eyes. You're focused on the NBA. Staring at a TV screen. Odds are dropping as we speak. Losing dollars while you're losing me. If I were a betting woman, well, I'd quit while I'm ahead. I already know I shouldn't wanna crawl back in your bed. But love is a gamble, and boy, I can't handle letting you in just to lose. If I were a betting woman, no, I wouldn't put any money on you. On you.
Oh, man. If she really does have a boyfriend like this, then he will forever be the poster boy for fumbling the bag. Thanks for listening today. Thank you to Naki for picking up the phone. As always, rate and review to please the algorithmic overlords and, of course, spread the word. And if you would like to have a fifth day of me every week, then be a subscriber by going to zabe.com/premium and signing up. It's only $5 a month. And if you buy it for a year, you get 12 months for the price of 11. Otherwise, go month to month and cancel anytime. You get this podcast ad-free as well, Monday through Thursday, plus Scott and Solly, usually on Fridays, schedule permitting. So it's not the worst deal in the world. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday, and we will see you next time. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.